For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim. On the Baxley Farm, there's a field used to grow organic tobacco. On one side, hundreds of trees lay sideways. In Marion County, 15 miles from Mullins, Steve Baxley drives a tractor to pick up the fallen trees. 500 were brought down during Hurricane Matthew last October, not to mention roofs being blown off as well.
We've pretty much spent all winter cleaning up debris from the hurricane, limbs and...
That's Neil Baxley, Steve's son. The storm came just as the Baxleys were about to harvest their soybeans, peanuts, and cotton crops.
Our 900-acre Carolina bay that I farmed, it looked like a gigantic swimming pool. It looked like a lake. It rained so much that the soil couldn't take it.
Baxley says the whole farm mobilized to get anything out of the ground that could still be sold.
After that, it was just nonstop. What can we salvage and how can we get it out?
The Baxleys lost nearly 40% of their harvest due to the storm. This is the second year in a row bad weather has caused a huge loss. Baxley feels stuck with his current crops. He wants something more resilient and profitable, like hemp.
My hope with hemp would be that it may offer us another high-value cash crop that would hopefully allow some of us to maybe decrease the total amount of acres we farm and give us a better quality of life.
Hemp is a plant that looks similar to marijuana, but hemp can be turned into a fiber used in paper, textiles, construction material, and more. In fact, BMW uses hemp in their car doors. The problem for Baxley is that hemp isn't legal to grow in South Carolina. That's because it is a trace amount of the psychoactive chemical THC, the same chemical found more potently in marijuana. State Representative Russell Ott, a farmer himself, is with Baxley. He's pushing to legalize hemp growth in South Carolina this year.
Whenever we have the opportunity to allow our farmers to dive into a new crop, you know, that's a good thing.
Nationwide, only 15 states allow the cultivation of hemp. As the industry quickly grows, though, more farmers want a piece of the pie. This year, bills are also pending in South Dakota, New Mexico, Illinois, and several others. The benefits are too big to ignore, according to Ott. He's modeling South Carolina's legislation on other states like Kentucky that have had success.
You know, so we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. We're just trying to get in on something that I think is a blossoming type of industry.
Ott says, based on what he's seen in those other states, the product would help farmers diversify and potentially improve their local economy.
So if we can produce it here, then it makes it much more viable for those types of industries and groups to come in and locate here. And then, you know, it raises the entire economy.
Nevertheless, Ott recognizes the concern around hemp growth. It's a variety of cannabis, after all. The Drug Enforcement Agency still considers hemp a type of marijuana, despite the fact that it's legally grown in several states. Ott's trying to convince opponents hemp is not a drug, nor a stepping stone to legalizing marijuana. The chief of the state's law enforcement division isn't convinced yet. Mark Keel testified in a committee hearing about the crop's legalization. Keel says he's worried hemp producers could hide marijuana in their farms, given how similar the plants look.
You know, we want to just verify that what's planted there is there and what we'd like to be able to do.
Keel wants to ensure the bill would give law enforcement certain authority over hemp cultivation. For instance, he wants officers to be able to drop in on producers and sample their plants without a formal search warrant. Over at the Baxley's farm in Marion County, Neil gears up to join his dad in clearing out fallen trees. He's excited at the prospect of hemp, how he could make the same profits or more on less land, and how it could help the state overall.
Why can't we seize an opportunity and get it on the front end?
The bill has passed through its subcommittee with only yes votes and will soon face the full House. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.